God's simple battle plan. By divine direction, a plan of attack was suggested. The 300 men were divided into three companies. To every man was given a trumpet and a torch concealed in an earthen pitcher. The men were stationed in such a manner as to approach the Midianite camp from different directions. In the dead of night, at a signal from Gideon's war horn, the three companies sounded their trumpets. Then, breaking their pitchers and displaying the blazing torches, they rushed upon the enemy with a terrible war cry, the sword of the Lord, and of Gideon. The sleeping army was suddenly aroused. Upon every side was seen the light of flaming torches. In every direction was heard the sound of trumpets with the cry of the assailants. Believing themselves at the mercy of an overwhelming force, the Midianites were panic-stricken. With wild cries of alarm they fled for life, and mistaking their own companions for enemies, they slew one another. As news of the victory spread, thousands of the men of Israel who had been dismissed to their homes returned and joined in pursuit of their fleeing enemies. Gideon sent messengers to the tribe of Ephraim, rousing them to intercept the fugitives at the southern fords. Meanwhile, with his 300, faint, yet pursuing, Gideon crossed the stream hard after those who had already gained the farther side. The two princes, Zeba and Zalmunna, who escaped with 15,000 men, were overtaken by Gideon, their force completely scattered, and the leaders captured and slain. 120,000 of the invaders perished. The power of the Midianites was broken. They were never again able to make war upon Israel. No words can describe the terror of the surrounding nations when they learned what simple means had prevailed against the power of a bold, warlike people. The leader whom God chose to overthrow the Midianites was not a ruler, a priest, or a Levite. He thought himself the least in his father's house. But he was distrustful of himself and willing to follow the guidance of the Lord. God selects those whom he can best use. Before honor is humility. He will make them strong by uniting their weakness to his might, and wise by connecting their ignorance with his wisdom. Few can be trusted with any large measure of responsibility or success without becoming forgetful of their dependence upon God. This is why, in choosing instruments for his work, the Lord passes by those whom the world honors as great, talented, and brilliant. They are proud and feel competent to act without counsel from God. Trusting God and obedience to His will are as essential in spiritual warfare as to Gideon and Joshua in their battles with the Canaanites. God is just as willing to work with the efforts of His people now, and to accomplish great things through weak instrumentalities. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. When at Gideon's call the men of Israel had rallied against the Midianites, the tribe of Ephraim had remained behind. As Gideon sent them no special summons, they availed themselves of this excuse not to join their brethren. But when news of Israel's triumph reached them, the Ephraimites were envious because they had not shared it. After the rout of the Midianites, they followed up the battle and helped complete the victory. Nevertheless, they were jealous and angry, as though Gideon had been led by his own will and judgment. They did not discern God's hand in the triumph of Israel, and this showed them unworthy to be chosen as His special instruments. Returning with the trophies of victory, they angrily reproached Gideon, "Why hast thou served us thus, that thou calledst us not, when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites?"